KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Walnut Woodworks and Walnut. Call 712-784-3678.
This is Gary Bloom, owner of Walnut Woodworks Cabinet Shop in Walnut. With over 30 years in business, I have done a huge variety of woodworking jobs in my career. From commercial cabinetry to custom kitchens, from custom wood finishing to custom furniture, all jobs are done with exceptional care and expertise. I also make my own line of woodworking tools. So please call me, Gary Bloom, at 784-3678 at Walnut Woodworks on your next woodworking-related project.
And starting off with high school sports from last night's action, some high school volleyball around the area, along with a little bit of cross country as well. And in high school volleyball play last night in Western Iowa Conference action, it was Audubon picking up a 3-0 sweep win over Logan Magnolia as they win it 25-23, 25-20, 25-23 to take that sweep. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Cam picking up a 3-1 win over Peyton Sherdan, 20-25, 25-14, 25-19, and 25-8. They're the match scores there as Cam picks up that victory. And in corner conference play, it was Fremont Mills, a 3-1 win over Heartland Christian. They also picked up a 2-0 sweep over Cornerstone Christian, and Heartland Christian top Cornerstone Christian at that triangular 2-1. South Page also a 3-0 sweep winner over West Nottoway, Missouri. That's high school volleyball last night. In cross country, the Orient-Maxburg Cross Country Invitational was held, and the Creston girls and Earlham boys came away with team titles. In the girls team race, Creston with 48 points, AHSDW was second with 95, followed by Earlham, Nottoway Valley, and Exira EHK. Individually, Emma Lucas of Bedford won the race with a time of 20:21. Brielle Baker of Creston was second. Braylon Baker of Creston third. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley came in fourth. And Sophia Browers of Nottoway Valley was fifth. In the boys' team race, Earlham with 36 points. Nottoway Valley right behind them with 38. Creston came in third with 99. Then Bedford and Cam rounding out the top five. Individually, Josh Bodler of Nottoway Valley was the title winner with a time of 17:27. Loudon Foster of West Central Valley came in second. Andrew Dixon of Earlham was third. Zach Dixon of Earlham fourth. And Clayton Stafford of Creston came in fifth. You can look at the full rundown of finishing listings there for you on that same story on our sports page at KJN.com. Yesterday, we told you about the latest Radio Iowa High School football poll. Now the Associated Press Iowa Prep football poll is out as well. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley is top-ranked. Cedar Falls is second, followed by Ankeny Centennial, Bettendorf, and Johnston. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier top-ranked. Lewis Central at number 2, followed by Solon, Pella, Sergeant Bluff, Luton at number 5. Harlan comes in at number 9, and Bishop Heelan is at number 10. In Class 2A, Monroe is top-ranked, followed by Spirit Lake, Boyden-Hole Rock Valley, Algona, and Greene County at number 5. In Class 1A, Dyke New Hartford and Van Meter are tied for the top spot. Bellevue is ranked 3rd, followed by South Central Calhoun and Mediapolis. And in Class A, it's Hudson in the top spot, followed by AHSTW in number 2. And it's Algona Garrigan who's 3rd, Belmont Clemmy is 4th, and Hinton at 5th. Also in Class 8-man, it's Don Bosco who's top-ranked, followed by New London. Exira EHK at number 3, Arweva is 4th. Iowa Valley comes in at number 5. Fremont Mills is number 8th in this week's AP poll there for 8-man. That's a look at your rundown of high school sporting notes. Moving on now to Major League Baseball, the Brewers are a step closer to claiming the first NL wild card following a 6-4 triumph over the Cardinals. Bud Norris threw away a pickoff attempt to bring home Eric Thames with the go-ahead run in the 8th inning. Milwaukee rallied after Jose Martinez and Marcelo Ozuna homered in the 6th to put St. Louis ahead 4-3. Ryan Braun hit a solo homer and worked out of a bases-loaded walk as Milwaukee moved 3 games ahead of the Redbirds with 5 to play. The Brewers also pulled within 1.5 games of the NL Central leading Cubs. Other scores from the National League yesterday, it was Washington 7-3 over Miami. Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 5-1. It was Colorado 10-1 over Philadelphia. The Dodgers 7-4 over Arizona. And San Diego 5-0 over San Francisco. In the American League, Houston a 5-3 winner over Toronto, Boston 6-2 over Baltimore, the Yankees 4-1 over Tampa Bay, Cleveland 4-0 over the White Sox, the Angels were 5-4 winners over Texas in 11 innings of play, and Oakland a 7-3 winner over Seattle, Oakland also clinching a playoff spot yesterday. In other baseball news, New York Yankees shortstop Didi Gregorius hopes to return to the lineup this week, saying his wrist injury feels way better. Gregorius hurt his right wrist Saturday when he slid headfirst on Aaron Hicks' 11th inning double to score the run that clinched a postseason berth. He's hitting .268 with a career-high 27 homers and 86 RBIs. Rockies All-Star shortstop Trevor Story returned to the lineup after missing a week with an ailment. Story is batting fifth at the playoff-chasing Rockies, opened a four-game set against the Phillies. The Giants say Bobby Evans has been fired as general manager and will be reassigned following the team's second straight losing season. Evans was hired by the ball club in 94 and became vice president of baseball operations 15 years later before a four-year run as GM. Moving on then to the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 1-1-1 after handing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers their first loss. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 353 yards and three touchdowns in the Steelers' 30-27 victory at Tampa Bay. Vance McDonald scored on a 75-yard pass play and finished with four catches for 112 yards. Antonio Brown and Ryan Switzer also had first-half TD receptions for Pittsburgh, which led 30-10 at halftime. The Steelers' defense forced four turnovers, including three first-half interceptions of Ryan Fitzpatrick. The Buccaneers' quarterback had thrown for 819 yards and eight touchdowns in the Bucs' first two games. He led his team to 17 fourth-quarter points and finished with 411 yards passing and three touchdowns. The Cleveland Browns have gone through 29 starting quarterbacks since returning to the NFL in 1999, and Baker Mayfield will become the 30th when he takes the field in Oakland on Sunday. The first player taken in this year's draft got the job following a brilliant relief effort in Thursday's 21-17 win over the Jets, the Browns' first victory since 2016. He entered for an injured Tyrod Taylor late in the first half and completed 17 of 23 passes for 201 yards to lead Cleveland from a 14-0 deficit. Another NFL rookie quarterback will make his first start this Sunday. Josh Rosen is the Cardinals' new starter and will be under center on Sunday against Seattle after playing the last 4.5 minutes of Sunday's 16-14 loss to Chicago. The 10th overall pick in this year's draft replaced veteran Sam Bradford after three Arizona second-half possessions ended in turnovers. 49ers say quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo will need season-ending surgery after an MRI confirmed he tore the ACL in his left knee while making a cut late in Sunday's loss at Kansas City. That leaves the quarterbacking chores to C.J. Beathard, who struggled to put up points before the midseason addition of Garoppolo changed the Niners' fortunes last year. Packers defensive lineman Muhammad Wilkerson has undergone season-ending surgery on his left ankle, and the Rams will be without starting cornerbacks Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters for Thursday night's game against Minnesota. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJN. Sports is brought to you by Walnut Woodworks and Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do that. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.